Welcome to the House of Legends podcast, where great women become exceptional. I am your host, Graciela, founder and CEO of the House of Legends by Graciela, a mindset coach and mother of three beautiful kids. My mission and passion is to provide you with the tools that will allow you to unlock and bring out the best version of yourself, which is the key to all change. Some of those tools are mindset, identity work, and emotional mastery. Not only that, but I will also bring you powerful conversations with legends like you, showcasing their journey, life work, and allowing us to learn from their experiences and insights. So don't miss an episode. Tune in each week to the House of Legends podcast and let's unlock the power of your own legend. Let's dive in today's episode. Welcome back to the House of Legends, where great women become exceptional. I am your host, Graciela. And in today's episode, if you're seeing this video via YouTube, you even see me there, I'm closing my eyes. And I am right here with one of the most powerful legendary women in the industry right now. Her name is Jen. She's the creator, founder, CEO of Becoming Iconic, which is a global brand that is dedicated to starting to empower individuals in their personal life, but also to achieve mastery in the professional side. So, which I really love that. She's also a mom of four kids. Can you believe that? Four, not only one, nor two, nor three, four kids. She's a life coach. She's a business mentor. She also has created more than 30 million or even more by this moment in her role, with also together with her clients. And I mentioned that because that is really amazing, not only about the money, but also the impact, which that means, right? Every single, when we sell, it's just helping more people. I love the fact that I think in one of your calls you share, Jen, that you bought to your dad a house, and you are being now helping them, that which is really, really amazing. Before I let Jen present herself, I would love to mention something that I'm going to put myself in the spot right here. I've been following you for a while. I will say early 2022, Jen, but let me tell you something. I never press follow. I never say hi. I was just watching. And one of the things, now that I back engineer about why I did that, is because, like I mentioned before, we press record here, you radiate elegance, luxury, beauty, opulence. And back then, I was going through some situations, and I was not quite in harmony with those words. And that's why when I was seeing you, I was like, I was kind of feeling the pull and push, and not because of you, because of my frequency where I was before, right? So, but I keep walking, just following you, like seeing your life work and all that. But I was just like, instead of feeling triggered about you, I start asking myself questions. And for you, the listeners, I bet some of us, even if we have amazing business, we always have someone that is just like, oh, I love her, there's something on her, but we get intimidated, or we feel like, it's too perfect for me, or, you know, I start myself asking questions. Two of them, well, the first one was, and I'm sharing these, like I said, I'm putting myself on the spot, but it's okay. I asked myself, what ideas I'm projecting on myself that she's accepting? What ideas she's accepting of herself that I'm not accepting of myself? We're all humans, right? And what I get curious about myself, and like I said before, back early 2022, I rebuilt my entire business, and I started questioning myself without any judgment, without projecting or what, by getting triggered. And little by little, right, I started accepting ideas about myself. And I was like, and this year specifically, this year or last month of 2023, I went to this class that you put out there, and I was like, I'm, you know what? I was just like, I want to do it, but it's like, no. And I think one of them was on, and I mentioned this with a purpose, on Saturday, and I was like, I do have a call team with my team on Saturdays, and with one of my mentors, it's like, I'm gonna cancel. I'm just gonna, I need to be live right there. And you gave me one of the pieces that I was kind of still shifting, and just. Me, and I still remember you said to me, your page is really that you were complimenting my page, right? But said, like, if things are not still going in the way that you know it can be, check your energy. And I was like, it felt like right in the spot. And from there, I started like doing my the diligence to working on myself even more, right? But I'm sharing this example, not because nor only. Because not because of me, not because I'm putting myself in on the spot right here, but get curious. When someone is doing amazing work, it's just a reflection of the ideas that you could accept as yourself, you could be accepting of yourself as well. So I just wanted to share that with you, Jen. On and on, but I learned a lot. I'm telling you a lot, even just with one word, I just felt like God, you're speaking to my soul. I mean, like deep. I felt like, and from there it was just like everything was just clicking, 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 clicking. And it felt really, really amazing. But take it all, Jen. Let us know who you are and what led you where you are currently are in business and in life.
First of all, thank you from the bottom of my heart for that beautiful introduction and that personal testament to being in my world and being in conversation and being in sisterhood. First and foremost, I just want to really say thank you. I see you. You're doing a beautiful job. And everybody listening in, I just want to take a moment just for all of us to say thank you and even if it's energetically, send gratitude towards Gracie because you're doing phenomenal things, and this is no small feat. And I see you, and thank you so much for everything. I really appreciate you. That was beautiful. Yeah. So, who's Jen in Becoming Iconic? Oh, it's like a, such a big question. And it depends because every day I feel like it evolves and grows and becomes this next version, which has really been my prayer since I was a little girl. Is I remember waking up and just saying, God, help me just to be better today in some way, shape, or form than I was yesterday. And it wasn't better where all the things needed to be tidy and progress. It was more of this idea of being in pursuit of this great version of myself. So sometimes that lended itself to being more present with my children. Sometimes that was with my husband and my relationship. Sometimes it was my health. Sometimes it was a combination of all those things. But that's really what the spark and seed of Becoming Iconic is this idea that there's more than just myself out there in this world who is in pursuit of realizing the fullest version of themselves, to become the most iconic version. And iconic, when I first launched this business back in 2020, it was very triggering to a lot of women because of the word iconic. It was, yeah, it really was. And it was to me too. I think that's an important piece that people need to know is I was really resistant. I did not understand why the word iconic kept dropping in. I was like, no, I am not iconic. Beyonce is iconic. I, who am I to say? I have so much growth still, but the word kept dropping in. And it was when I married it with the term becoming, which is very much how I lead my life, that I softened and I could accept and not only accept, but stand into what this was calling for all of us is the becoming of the greatest, most fullest version. And so Becoming Iconic was birthed in 2020 after a very successful personal brand that created millions and millions in the health and beauty industry. I had graduated. I had been a part of that industry for 15 years and built a massive personal brand. I loved it, but I knew that I wanted to have bigger conversations. And most women were no longer asking me beauty and wellness questions. Most women were asking me, how did you do this? How have you done this as a mom? How did you do, pivot from being a brick and mortar type business, style business into the online space? And so it just really was this calling and mission that led me down the path of becoming iconic.
I love that, and I love that you mentioned the word graduate. I just knew that something inside me was just calling for the next step, the next season, right? Because it's so comfortable just to, and for my own experience, I'm telling you that it's just something is working, and it's just like, well, I just can remain here, but something inside it's no longer lighting you up, but it's because your time right there is just done, right? What I would love to ask you, Jen, and this is also coming from the time that we shared together, and I think it's really important because when I'm now remarking again, because when I see your page, like when I was in your page, I was like, so perfect. Four kids, the business. And oh, by the way, I forgot to share, guys, she has her own magazine,
Yes.
podcast as well. I mean, how you do it? And it's like, it's so much perfection. And with when it's like, and she's bringing all, of course, also the income, and she has this beautiful relationship, and it's like, how you can bring some of the turning points in your life. If we can go a little bit back from 2020 that led you here, because like I said, when we go to the page, it's so beautiful, and even right now, but there were, you mentioned some things on the class that I did attend, it was for 3 days, that opened my eyes. And instead of seeing, like, you were sharing those part of your or the story of the snapshots of your life back then, and a way that felt really, really empowered. And I would love for you to bring, like I said, two or three of those, because those are really important, because we only see the woman right here, but I would love to bring more of the woman behind the scene, the woman.
Thank you. And I would say what you're witnessing in the chapter I'm in now is excellence. It's actually my word this year is excellence. And wouldn't say it's perfection, but I do appreciate but it is definitely excellence. And I live through that lens. Everything I do, not always well, because there's no perfection. I look through the lens of excellence and standards and beauty and counting my blessings. But you're right, it as much as that always has been me, it hasn't always led the way. I've had a journey. I've had a big journey. And it's been, if you look at it, it's like the Rocky Mountains. Sometimes people look at someone's journey and think it's this nice straight line up to this like beautiful summit that we're at now. If you looked at my business and my businesses and my personal life, it's like the Rocky Mountains, these highs and lows. And one of the things I can say, just to be at the forefront of the lesson and the storytelling, is leadership to me is the most important piece to anything we're doing, whether in our personal life or in our business. And it is not spoken about enough, which is why I feel I stand out in the marketplace. There's a lot of people teaching business and how to grow a business, and I can do that. I've done that for 18 years. I host big wisdom when it comes to that. But not a lot of people are teaching others how to lead business, how to hold success, how to hold disappointments, how to hold those betrayals, those moments where you feel like someone's kicked you when you were down. And a lot of times we kick ourselves when we're down. And so you're right. There were times in my journey where I look back at it now and I really can make sense of it. It didn't make sense at the time. I felt like I was a victim. I felt like things were happening to me. I went through a divorce in the pinnacle part of my first business. It was just scaling to like big, big levels. And that happened in my personal life. And the unfortunate part above and beyond that, because it's not something that I'm very, it just is what it is. I'm at peace with it. It's unfortunate, but I'm at peace with it. What I think the biggest hurdle was of that entire experience was how many people wanted to judge me in that experience because I was getting a lot of attention. And I was very young. I was 29 years old and massively successful in the space that I was in. And so it was like almost like other women were like, I have a got you. Like, we got her. She's not perfect. This happened and they wanted to judge me. And it was so hurtful. I was more hurt around that than I was about the divorce, because we went through that journey and we really ended on a beautiful note, as beautiful as it could be. That felt peaceful in that perspective, but the way the outside world treated me in that time, especially other women, was deeply, deeply hurtful. And it was something that held me back for nearly a decade. And that's the part I say it and I still get really emotional, because I'm sad for that version of myself that allowed myself to wallow in that for 10 years and lose trust with other women, to play small. Like I continued to grow, but I grew just enough that I stayed under the radar. You know, I'm the sole income earner for my family, so it was a must. I had to continue to grow a business, but I did it in a way that it wasn't obvious and I wasn't receiving the spotlight. And I feel like that still, that sense of sadness in my body is still that contemplation and wonder of where would I be if I had more audacity, where I had healed faster, where I had given myself trust, where I had forgiven faster. Like where could I have been? But I also know that that is the wisdom and expertise that I now host for other people that I work with, right? Who are going through either similar situations or that feel similar. It doesn't even have to necessarily be a divorce, but something quite pivotal in their lives or hurt and betrayals. I know now that I can say to anybody in the face, please do not let this be something where you stay and wallow and set up camp in. This is a moment and it's going to chisel you into bigger, more audacious, gorgeous leadership. So, what can we do in the now? How can you stand or at least crawl in the now? And I didn't have that mentorship back then to support me, I didn't have that accountability. So, you know, there's a part of me that they say don't have regrets. I don't know if I totally agree with that. I don't know if I'm regretful. I just wish I could go back and speak to that younger version of myself now. So that's one of those occasions that you start to see the silver lining on the other side. And it was, I believe, a part of my journey, a chapter in my journey to teach me how to hold space and compassion and grace for a woman specifically as they navigate muddy waters, as they pull themselves out of circumstance that hurt. And it's one of my greatest attributes in mentorship, because I can hold that. I understand how that feels, but I also will give you the hand. I'll turn around and give you my hand to pull you up and out in a faster way than I did for myself.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing. And I was just like, I was feeling here in my heart while you were sharing. And I think those moments, and you especially emphasize 10 years, and we feel, and when we look back, it all makes sense. But one of the things that I think many of the listeners will resonate in one way, you're in one way or another in some seasons. Maybe there's some that are going to be going through some situations or circumstances that they can just listen to your wisdom and snap out from that state. But one of the things that I sometimes we feel kind of like you said, sad, or like, what I will be now if I, and we can feel the blank, right? But one of the things that I don't know if you're familiar with Neville Gardner teachings. He says that whenever we feel kind of the situations, circumstances that happened in the past, and we always recall back and we feel a certain way, it's because we left in the same vibration, right? We can recall in our mind's eye that specific scene or that specific time that we felt. And like you said, I wish to go back and tell something to myself. We can do that in that sense. And we start feeling the relief, because maybe it was the perfect situation, the perfect circumstance. And the beautiful part that you also shared, and this is really amazing that you extract, like, well, right now I can hold the space for someone else, and I can just help them. And we cannot teach with words, we'll only teach with experience. So that is another way to see it as well. But in the moment, it doesn't feel that I'm telling you. But right now, what I'm seeing you is like you have accomplished a lot, and you're still evolving, you're still moving, so which is just the most amazing part.
Thank you. Thank you. That's the one through line in my entire life. I actually, even my breath coach said, she goes, it's like Everything you touch turns into gold. I've never seen somebody say, I'm going to do something and do it, and it works. Like, it's unbelievable to watch. And that was really interesting because, first of all, that's a high compliment, and I'm so very grateful to receive that. But I also wanted to look at that with curiosity, like, huh, somebody sees that everything I touch turns into gold, and that I say I'm going to do something and I do it and I do it well. Like, what is that in me? Is there a strength? Is there an illusion, even? Like, I was really open to navigating what that meant. And the one thing I can tell anybody listening in that I believe is the secret sauce to success in life. But business in part of that, but in life is this deep belief and trust in ourselves. I believe if we have that, the fear of failure, the fear of what if those contemplations we have, the fear of a relationship not working out, the fear of starting a family, the fear of putting yourself on social media, the fear of anything that comes up, when we can put it back into the love and appreciation of self and saying, the worst case scenario is this doesn't work out. That's my worst case scenario. And if that were to come to fruition, what will happen to me? Nothing. I will pick myself up and do something else. This leads itself into sales. It's one of my greatest teaching in sales that literally revolutionizes life for entrepreneurs. I mean, and I'd love to gift it if I may. It'll change people's worlds. Is we put so much emphasis on result all the time. This is also, the result of ourselves and the success in our business, but the result in sales of like someone saying yes to us, which always stems itself back into outward validation. We need that validation of a yes. We need somebody to like our post. You can see that loop and pattern. But instead, when we go forward and say, my job here on earth, my purpose, and everybody, there's no exclusion to this rule. Everybody's purpose is to become the fullest version of themselves. That's shared. There's no exception. So if we know that and we lead with my due diligence is to give and to be the best version today and to fulfill that prophecy, the result no longer matters. I'm no longer attached. So in sales specifically, if I'm not attached to somebody's yes or no, and you actually look at this, nothing changes in your life unless they say yes. If they say no, nothing changed in your business. They didn't take, nothing was taken from you. Your business did not go down. It did not lose profits. You did not lose income. Nothing changed. It remained the same. The only way for things to change is if somebody says yes. And so that relaxing into doing our best and being detached from a result or an outcome outside of ourselves is the superpower to the 1%. I believe it. That if someone were to say, what is it with all the 1%? Like, what are they talking about in those rooms that we want to be in? It's the radical personal responsibility that we all take, and we are so detached from receiving any type of validation outside of ourselves. We know the biggest validation is the reflection back in the mirror. That is the secret to having the most beautiful, fulfilling life.
Oh my God, it felt like if you were putting life into you were speaking life into my life. I mean, it felt so right. You share one of the points that I would love to emphasize, and because most of us we are in here in business, and we of course we want to have a portable business that sells every single time. But you mentioned something. If someone says no, it's just not. It's just like, you didn't lose money. You didn't lose another client. Like, and I never thought about that. It's like, well, when someone says no, it's less money. It's not actually not. Like, it's just
Nothing
what?
changed.
Nothing changed. If someone says yes, actually, okay, that is when the change, when they are changing their life, there, of course, there's a transaction involved. But if we see it through that lens, it's just like so relaxed. It's just like, okay, cool. I'm not really nothing. The current clients, I'm not gonna say no to me because she's saying no to me. Like it's just those little shifts that sometimes we think that it has to be something really complicated, right? You mentioned another word that caught my attention, believe in yourselves, or your phrase, believe. And it's so easy to used to go to Instagram, Facebook, or even Twitter, or now X, right? Or YouTube, and believe in yourself, but what that really means, what that means for you.
That's that impenetrable. Is that the right word?
Well, it is a word right
Yeah,
now.
that's the word. We're going with it. But I think people, if I didn't say it correctly, you know what I mean. It's that place that nobody can pierce. It's that foundation to everything. Because if I believe in myself and that becomes unshakable, fear no longer can take me out at the knees. I actually end up fearing fail, like fearing not doing something more than I do fearing the failure when I believe in myself. And that personal belief to me has a sound and an energy. It is personal power because circumstantial power would mean that as long as somebody says yes to me, as long as people like my posts, as long as I am getting applause from the outside, I feel good. But if I don't have that, I put a reel up and only, 100 people look at my reel, somehow I'm going to start doubting myself, doubting my message, so on and so forth. So that's circumstantial power. We are only in our power as long as things are going our way or up to our expectation. Personal power means that you can hold it all. You can hold when you put something out there in the world and it doesn't go maybe the way you hoped it would. You still hold the value that, but you know what? 10 people still looked at that reel. That's 10 people. If they showed up in my kitchen right now, that would be a full kitchen. And so we almost discount or diminish the potency of the one. And we forget that when did one client become not enough? When did one follower on social media become not enough? When did one person adoring and like appreciating and being grateful for our content become not enough? And I only can say this because I lost my social media in the end of 2022, 2022-ish. I lost my social media and I had a huge following. And it was also, a decade of thought leadership and pictures and memories. And it was such a pivotal point in my career because I felt like my entire business was taken from me in a certain way, shape, or form. It was really daunting. And I was afraid. But what it did for me, that the beauty of that was I got to start all over again. So the slate was washed clean. There was no history of Jen. There was no other chapters that you were able to see. And so if I had to do this over again, what would I eliminate? What would I create? The magazine was born through that because I thought, well, if I'm doing this, what are those things I've always wanted to do, I've never done. So I thought, why not? Like, now's the time to go in the deep end and be all of myself. But the lesson in this, above and beyond that, was I was so grateful for every single person that chose to hit the follow button. I don't like the term followers. I like the term heartbeats. I like the term community because I don't believe somebody pressing the follow button means they're a follower. I believe they're just saying, I see something in you. There's value here for me. I'd love to be a part of this. And they hit that button and they're, immersing themselves into someone's community. I think that's just so beautiful. And if only we could go back to the gratitude of every single heartbeat that makes that choice and loving on them the way we would. Because the more doesn't mean the more love necessarily. The more means the more to hold. So if you can't do well with the gratitude of 100 people, what's there to say that you would do well with 100,000 people? And so I really love breaking it down, Gracie, into that those small blessings, those God winks in our lives that are constantly available to us so that we appreciate the now in order to receive that next evolution of more.
That is speak to my soul again. You are just sharing so much wisdom, so much like it's just small tweaks that just make the difference. It's like the oil in this machine that is just less with resistance. You just put the oil and it's like smooth again and
Yes.
it goes fast. And
Thank you.
I love the fact, and I think you mentioned as well about on your class about the social media, but I see it in this way. Yes, it sometimes it could be or perceived or felt in that moment as a loss, but what you have built within you, your vibrational state, your vibration. Now is your social media is like almost 8K, right? It's like it's growing and growing and growing because you are the source. You're attracting all the people, situations, and like you said, even people that are now in your that resonated even more with your life work, which is really amazing.
Yeah, thank you. You know what was interesting is my prayer when I started again was, let this be an example, God, to others that it's never too late. Let this remove excuse and the power we're giving over to social media and algorithms that it's hard to grow now on Instagram. I see it all the time on Instagram posts. Like, it's hard now. What do you mean it's hard now? I'm sitting here, and as long as we're doing our very best, I don't believe this to be hard if it's pure and the intention behind it is pure. And we're doing this to touch a heartbeat. You know, when I write a post, I pray over every post. I'm like, let this just serve the people that it's meant to serve today. I'm not saying I'm going to put this out there and let a million people like my reel. Like, that's ego. That's attachment to something that isn't pure. It's more of that validation of like, I want this to make me feel important. Whereas what is really the premise of this? The premise is I have some wisdom. I have this thought, I have this insight that I actually believe could be in favor for someone. And so my job is to write this and write it well and with so much love and so much conviction that it can be received by the right person. And I can't put a number on that. Maybe that day, that one person, I changed someone's life. I mean, think of that. If every day we wrote a post and one person's life was enhanced and changed because of that post, that is a lot of people and a lot of ripple effect in this world. But again, we put our attention onto these things that are not for us, at least not for the pure part of us.
Yeah, that's so true. And you mentioned another big nugget here, golden nugget of wisdom. You said you pray, and I do have some notes from that, kind of old fashioned. So I'm just put some notes here, and in every single page I said, "Thank you, Father, that thou hast hear me. I know that you always hear me." And I'm just do a little prayer before, like a guest or like class or you name it, right? But it's like I think you are the first person that I get to share this. Like, I always do like a little, at least thank you or thank you, Father. I do believe in God. I'm not in a particular religion, right? But it's like, thank you. Like, it's this woman, this group, or even depends on where I am right in that moment. It's like they're trusting me, like you said. And sometimes it felt, when I was doing this at first, I was feeling kind of like, that is kind of like I was diminished that power. But once I start to doing this habit and feeling it, and it's like, and getting in touch or in tune or just letting aside 5 minutes just to connect, it felt really, really right. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And thank you for praying over us before we were speaking. You know, it's really interesting. I share this with you. So maybe this is worth talking about because I feel like in a world where we really, I believe that the root of all of us, we want to be inclusive and accepting. We want to see people. We want people to feel our love and understanding. And maybe there's some exceptions to that rule, but I'm not talking about those exceptions. I'm talking about people like us. And there was a time where I avoided talking about God in my marketing because I wanted to be inclusive. And I had so many different religious backgrounds in my rooms, you know, from Muslim to Catholic to non-practicing atheist. Like there was I just if you looked at the different people around the table in my rooms, there was something for everyone. And so in that and holding that, I thought, well, I don't want to project my beliefs and exclude someone. So I started being really, I don't know, I want to say like I diluted my faith and started saying like source and universe. And what was really interesting is I had a client come into my world in 2022 and she shared something with me. And I'm just actually having this aha in real time with you. So this is really cool. I've never shared this. She said to me, she goes, "I almost didn't hire you, Jen, because I thought you were of like the new age spiritual group. And, you know, I have a deep faith in God. And I didn't really think that you had a faith in God. Like you were just into this new age spiritual practices because you have, you know, and you would see in some of my social media there where, you know, my breath coach pulls cards and things like that, which in traditional Christian religion, that wouldn't be necessarily accepted or looked to." And at first I felt really triggered because I was like, oh my gosh, I have such a deep faith in God and my own practice. And what I realized is trying to be inclusive, meaning removing a portion of me to be inclusive, I actually wasn't being inclusive because I was excluding those in my community who had faith in God by excluding that term, that faith of my own into my brand. That was pivotal for me. So I'm just piecing this together because that from that day on, I thought, no, I'm not just that. And I'm not just that. I have this really deep connection to faith and spirituality and source and love and God. Like that is a huge part of my life. And when we peel back, I had a great conversation with a client who is Muslim, and we were talking about it. And, you know, like, how does that feel if I say, and she's like, Jen, at the end of the day, if you look at all these religious practices, we all go, like, the seed of everything is God and it's love. And it was so beautiful because even though we call it different things, the root, the seed of every single one of us is love. And this actually stems back into our conversation because if we think of personal power, if we think of the things that we're giving our power over to, that is not love. That's stemming from fear, that's stemming from proving, you know, like this push energy. Love is the secret to manifestation. Love is the anchor into being all that we are designed to be. Love is inclusion because there's nothing else. It separates itself from anything else. And I really want to say thank you for bringing that up into your podcast because it's a beautiful conversation to have where in a world we're afraid to say the wrong thing, I would say that only comes from fear and from being maybe a little naive and immersed in other cultures or beliefs or systems. Instead, if you lead through love in all that you do, the term you use really doesn't have a lot of significance to other people who maybe aren't using that term. Instead, they feel the essence, they feel the energy, the frequency of that, and that's the connector.
So true. And when we own even what we believe and all those things is when actually when we are in our truth, and also we attract the people that are really resonant with us, we are connected in one way or another. And sometimes, like you said, we try to just like sound like neutral, and we don't are attracting the people that are meant to be in our world. So
Yeah, it's so true. And so when you say, you know, I don't necessarily have God in, I don't talk about that a lot in my brand, I would say, but being all of ourselves is the responsibility of our brand. And it's not necessarily preaching, you know, unless that's a part of your brand. It's not that. It's the embodiment of being all of you, Gracie, like all of you, and allowing that to be enough, the trust in that being enough, and that the right people will be magnetized towards that. I would far rather, when after losing my social media and, you know, just I remember the first 500, the first 1,000 followers. You would think with the following we had and the email list I had, I assumed we would just kind of bounce back. Not all the way. I knew there would be some people who aren't engaged anymore, but it was not what happened. Like that, I was floored. I thought between all the thousands of people listening to the podcast, my email list, and the community I'd built, I assumed we would come back out of the gates and there would just be this nice flood back in. Wasn't how it happened. I learned some lessons in that. Number one, people will play with you where they want to play with you, whether that be a podcast, an email, social media. We don't decide for people where we want them to go. They get to decide for themselves. So being all of yourself and available. But the second piece to that was just really the celebration and the thoughtfulness as it started to grow to realize that being all of myself and allowing this to be exposed into the world was the evidence, was the antidote, was the vitamins, the tincture to people realizing that how we care for our community and how we care for others is the most important piece to the puzzle. And being the brand, like I think of building this brand again, I thought it's going to be all of myself. And give permission to that. And that authenticity is what attracted and magnetized the right people this time. So the number was much smaller, but the algorithm worked in my favor. My business exploded off of that. I had a lot less than 1,000 followers and I hit 1 million in revenue in months. You can't make sense of that stuff. I had no idea. That wasn't a goal. But what happened was the right people were being magnetized forward versus the focus on the number. It was on the connection and it was beautiful, like chef's kiss. I highly recommend it. And I've had many, many, many influencers and multimillionaires come forward to me since and say, I've got 100,000, 200,000 followers. It's dead. It's dead space. I'm not getting engagement. I'm not connecting. I'm thinking of starting again. And I've been a source of energy, not just for the people who are building, but for the people who have built to realize it's never been about this vanity metric, even when it comes to revenue or income and being able to share. I had $100,000 a month. It's never about that. It's who are you behind that that matters.
So true. Yes. And I think this also goes back to the leadership, like how you lead yourself through all those situations, how you lead yourself when things are going great, when you have, like you mentioned, some of the people that get come back to you, like I do have a big audience, I do have all those things, but nothing is working. And that is impressive. And I have to just to remark again, like less or 1,000 followers and then having that influence of clients and also sales. That is impressive, really impressive. But all is because of you, who you were or who you are, who's the one business.
And also remembering, we don't need 100,000 people to have a successful business. You need 10, 20, 30. Like, you don't need that many. And is it great? And is it a beautiful vision to have for yourself that you touch hundreds of thousands of lives? Absolutely. But if you're building a business in the online space, and you plan to actually build something, and I mean not for the hits of dopamine with, oh, I had a big month in sales and I'm going to tell everybody about it. That's not building a business. That's hype energy. That's not sustainable. It's not going to feel good when you don't have those big months. So that's a whole leadership discussion in itself. But you have to remember, if we're doing this for the long haul, like I actually really desire Becoming Iconic to be a brand that is really recognized and withstands the test of time. So I have time to build to that. It doesn't have to happen tomorrow. It doesn't have to happen by the end of 2024. I must have X amount of followers, or I'm going to feel like I failed on my social. It's not that. It's what do I need to do today to stack a brick upon this empire legacy that I'm building. And that's my due diligence. That's the call. And then I trust that brick by brick by brick, one day it's this beautiful building that has been created that hosts people that are aligned and connected and grateful, and that together we make a difference. That's the goal. So I have to be patient in that too. Like I say these things, but I too can wobble in my impatience or my expectations. But as I speak this out loud, it's really gentle reminders for myself as well.
I think this specific part was for me like patience, 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 because we want the things by, I don't even want the things by tomorrow. I wanted the things by yesterday. I'm that impatient, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the way that you put it, Jen, is just really amazing, because it's not only bring me a visual, like it literally those bricks put in one and more, but also just to you're bringing the visual and also the feeling, like you're creating something that is meaningful. You're creating something that is timeless and that is gonna last. It's not just gonna be one exciting thing for 1 to 3 months or five. So that is, we all need, we'll, I'm not gonna use the word need. We all want a gen in our life. That's one thing that I will say. Like really, it feels so good. Your presence is just so good. Like just so. And I'm gonna use this word. I hope you don't get offended. It feels so delicious to be in your energy. So
I'm not offended.
clean, beautiful. So I can go on and on, but I would love to close this episode asking you something. And you already answered some of these things, and people that are gonna listen to this podcast, they will tell a lot of gifts. But I will ask, what do you consider that is your gift, your superpower, Jen?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm just praying on that because a couple things pop up.
Right.
Well, I'm just going to answer. It's funny. I wouldn't necessarily have picked this word, but it's what popped in and popped out, and it's in my mind and it's loud, so I guess I am supposed to speak it. I would say one of my biggest strengths and gifts is audacity. And it sort of goes back to what we were talking about, how my breath coach reflected to me, like, how come you do things and they work out? And it's not that they work out perfectly. It's not like I can say, oh, today I'm going to start a publication and it's going, like, it's not that. It's the audacity to go all in on things, the audacity to try, the audacity to shift, the audacity to pivot, the audacity to pick myself up over and over and over again, because I have had scuffed knees, a dusty face. I have been on the ground and I have crawled. I have wobbled. I have run. I have celebrated. I have, had those, I don't like saying failures, but those dips. I've had all of those, but I, every single time, have had the audacity to rise again, rise again, rise again. And that to me is so special. And I gift this. Maybe this was not necessarily even a reflection of me, but a reflection for the people listening of how could you be more audacious and to trust yourself more and to know that no matter what is around the corner, you will be gifted the wisdom, the strength, the encouragement, the resilience to rise again, no matter what it is. Will it hurt? Potentially. Will it knock the wind out of you for a moment? Potentially. But you will get your wind back. You will heal again. You will rise to the occasion again. And if we do it in the form of gentleness and curiosity and audacity, I believe the world would be a much more invigorated, beautiful, robust place to live in, to be quite honest.
I love that. I love that because it's just like it's just giving us the permission just to be audacious, to be just to have the courage, the braveness, just to go for it. And you were marketing in a lot of like in ways and forms here that there we're always winning. There's no lose. There's no like even the fear that could feel like could be felt in the moment or situation, circumstances. We're always there's always something for us in that situation, right? Oh, right, Jen, was this podcast, it was just really, it was, I think it was meant for me, for my soul specifically, but I know every single one of us will enjoy this. Thank you so much, Jen. By the way, your information either will be above or below this video and also on the podcast. If you can share what are the ways that we can work together, or we can enter into your role, and from there.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. It's very generous. I would say let's say the three places I feel people really love to play with me and get to know me and maybe just feel out the world of becoming iconic is obviously Instagram, and it's becoming iconic. So I love that. I am present in my DMs. It's my joy. I love social media and I love connection. So that's one of my favorite places. If you want to know me on a deeper level or hear my wisdom or my journey, the Becoming Iconic podcast is usually people's favorites. It drops twice a week, a solo. I call it a soul spark on a Monday. So to spark your week with some inspiration, motivation, and contemplation. And then I have moguls and icons and like epic guests on Thursdays. So I love exposing my network and those collaborations to people to learn from. So that would be the second. And then the third would be the Becoming Iconic magazine. It has its own Instagram, Becoming Iconic Magazine, and you also can link it in the Becoming Iconic Instagram. And the digital copy is free to read. And think of it like Forbes meets Vogue. It is an entrepreneurial haven. I am giving you these epic features and guests. It's I'm going to use your word, delicious. It really is. Like, it's fashion, right? It is. I just love it. I love writing every month. I love the collaborations. I love the creativity. And it, to me, is filling a void in the entrepreneurial space of that innovation, that place to just be inspired through visuals and artistry. So that would be the third place. Those three places are a great start, that's for sure.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for sharing. And yeah, the magazine, I can tell the graphics, the vibe is just really fresh, really like delicious, like we said.
It
It's
is.
amazing. You have to check that. And well, Jen, like I said, it was a pleasure to have you. Really such a gift, such a legendary woman, I will say. And thank you again. I will see you in the next. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Your presence is greatly appreciated and it truly means a lot to me. If you could support us by leaving a five-star review, it will help us to connect with more extraordinary and influential women like you. With that being said, thanks once again, and let's look forward to an amazing and legendary week ahead.